So, and the parallel session to this one was water and agriculture, global and local level approach. So I would ask Elsa if Natalie has separate to give us an idea what happened in that long session upstairs.
Yes, so the session was titled Water and Agriculture, Global and Local Level Approaches. The common thread was water for agriculture and how it was used. Now, to maybe start with my conclusion, were there optimists or pessimists in our panel? Let's call the first speaker an optimist with some pessimist worries. The second, maybe an optimist case, and the last one, maybe optimist with some pessimist views for people with lower social status. But then we will discuss optimist. Yes. So Tony Allen was speaking, or was starting from the observation that in the Middle East there is little conflict over all the water, although it's a very scarce resource in that area, and it gave for us to the insight that agricultural production is a way of transferring virtual water and establishing trade in water in that way, by which conflicts can be avoided or severed in another way. And his case is also that if there is a more diversified political economy, problems of water scarcity are less acute because they are solved in other ways. He also made a case for action research, so to not stay in the ivory tower and to try to make a difference. Second presenter was Mr. Nico Van Leeuwen. And he started from the observation that rainwater as a source of agricultural water is somehow neglected. And he showed that rainwater harvesting using very different methods, with half moons collecting water or it goes to the crops where water is stored, so that the runoff is so that the water stays longer on the ground, and it increases the water intake by the soil and by the crops. And Mr. Nico Van Leeuwen illustrated that the technique can result in rehabilitation of areas that suffer from desertification, so it was quite an optimistic view on the potential of rainwater harvesting, but it's not widely practiced here. Lastly was my presentation on distributive conflicts over agricultural water, namely water for irrigation, and looked at how the local power structure made a difference for access and security of access to irrigation water. And this is essential to understand because irrigated agriculture does make a large contribution to livelihoods of farmers in sub-Saharan Africa, and if there is equal access to water, there can be a widening gap in the options to sustain a livelihood of farmers. I call myself optimist with some pessimism, because I observed that there is a tendency to equal sharing of water in rural Tanzania, the case, but people with lower social status or so less power they have, they are less prone to protest against inequal distribution, so they are they receive less water. So there is some pessimism for